Simon Tofresh Mem Ches Seif Ches Nitel Hoetz Shehu Tolui Boy Be'ilon. If now the way the Esa grows, just to get that clear, the Esa grows, the way it grows, it's the part attached and connected to the tree is the Uketz. And the Esa grows, now the epitome is there from the beginning. But, it's, as we learned yesterday, it falls off sometimes. That's the way it works.
No, it must grow the
Well, I see, when it comes from there.
Correct.
I see, it grows.
Yeah. So, the Uketz is the part, that's what the Shulchan Aruch describes. Yeah, it's a good point, because it's a very good point, because what you are really addressing is something which we're going to learn not tonight, a different evening we're going to be discussing, that is halacha of derech delosoi. That halacha is that really an lulav, we know, if you hold the lulav downwards, you're it's the mitzvah, of course. It needs to be the way it grows. Also that dasim, that obas, everything needs to be the right way, and the way derech, the way delosoi, the way it grows. So the question is actually interesting, that we know the right way of holding the esek, of course, is with the pitam up, the uketz down. Because that's considered derech delosoi. So what you're asking is actually a good question. That, why is that considered derech delosoi? Because really, when you look at an esek tree, before you pick the esek, the epitome is actually going down. So that's actually it's a fair question that. One of the answers, which is a simple answer, is tack it away, because that's really the starting point is that way, and eventually will drop, but the starting point is that it's going more that way. So that's why it's considered derech delosoi. Fine, okay, the Shulchan Aruch in Tzivches says, Nitl Eitz Shu Tolui Boy, if the wooden part of the esek, which is connected to the tree, She Tolui Boy, Be'ilon, Meikir Esek, and that falls off, in other words, the Uketz falls off, V'nishar Mekoymoi Guma, and that place where the Uketz was, remained just a hole, then posel, the esek becomes posel. So uketz is off, it's posel. Haga, v'im yinotel k'tzaso eitz, if some of the wood has come off, v'nisha oivi kolshu, but some of it remains there, some is still there, shekol roich v'agum mechusa kosha, that the entire way, it's still, you can't see the hole, I wonder if there's a picture, that you can't see the hole, that means that the only the external part, the part which is protruding out, that part has come off, says the Ramah, then it's fine as long as the hole is covered. So the Ramah says, just to get that clear, that it's only possible if there's a hole, if the Uketz has come off and there's now a hole. If there is no hole, if the Uketz came off partially and the hole is still covered, then it's not possible, says the Ramah. Does that make sense? Sif Tes, also Chazozis. A Chazozis grew. Now what is a Chazozis exactly? Perish Targum Oy Yalefes Oy Chazozo. All of. So if a chazazis grew, now a chazazis is, we're going to see the emphasis is that the Sif Yud Gimel describes in greater detail what a chazazis is. All we need to know now that it's a type of shinui mare, it's a type of change of color which is a bit more severe. It's not just a regular dot, it's worse than that. That's what a chazazis, we're going to describe it later in Sif Yud Gimel. So if there's a chazazis, which is more of a bubble type of thing, there's a chazazis, olav, in b'shnaim or m'shloishim mekoymois, if it's in two or three places, posul, the esek becomes posul. V'im b'makom echad, if it's only one place, it's only a shinui mare in one place, im olo al ruboy posul, if it grew on, if it's one, but it covered the majority of the esek, then it's pasul. So shinui mare only pasul, or chazaz is only pasul if it covers the majority of the esek. Can you imagine such a thing? Covers the majority of the esek. It must be pretty bad esek. Or im al choytomoy, if it's on the choytem of the esek, then afilu kol shu pasul, even a minute amount. So if it's the choytem, which means that part of the esek, where is it gone? Back in the freezer? I'm not gonna. That if it's the part that we're going to define the choytem shortly, but the choytem is the part, the nose of the esek, the part going up, that part, even if it's a cold shoe, you've got a slight discoloring, slight is makes it possible. I feel a cold shoe possible. Vechoytome, what is the choytem exactly? Hainu, maybe it would be useful, yeah. Memokim shemaschileis katzer, from the point that it starts to become narrower, veleis chadet and sharp, klape roshe towards the top. So again, a chazozis parcels, and we're going to see that shinimare is. Thank you very much. Yeah, very good. Chazozis parcels, and let me just point this out that at this stage, chazozis is possible because of it's a disc color. It's not the regular color. So the same halacha will apply. We're going to see that at the later seif. The same halacha will apply when you've got just a shinui mare, a change of its look, a different color. We'll define that as well. But a shinui mare is if it's got three places in the bottom of the esrog, if that area, three places, if that's circumflex, is that what the word is? If that area would cover the majority of the esrog, it passes. If it's one, if it covers the majority of the area, it would be very large spot. That if it's majority of the area, that would also pass it. That's quite rare, isn't it? One spot that is looked at. However, what's much more relevant is that this is two or three or majority. That's something which applies bottom down. But from the chotem up, afilu even kolshu, a minute amount puzzle. The reason for that, of course, is because that's the main part of the esrog. The chotem is what a person would normally look at. And it's true. Everybody who looks at an esrog, naturally, you're going to look at the chotem first. You're always going to. Yeah. Well, the Gemara says that it's automatic. It's just automatic. Gemara says that's the way people would look automatically. So the chotem is that now. How do you define a chotem? So the chotem Shulchan Aruch is teaching us here. The chotem is where lemakim shemaschil is katzer. It's a place that it becomes narrower. So over here, this is a very, you've got over here a very large chotem. This particular esrog has got very large chotem. It starts on this side. It will start over here. And on this side, it'll start even lower. It'll start over here. That's not a contradiction. Doesn't have to be completely, it can be slanty. So over here, it's going to start over here. Maschilis katz over here starts over here. So it's going to go down over here. That's the chotem. The Emes says, it's very interesting. You've got some, there's one approach for people who purchase a soygum. When people buy a soygum, there are people who are mevinim, who prefer, because of this very halacha, because the chotem is so much more stringent, they look for an esrog which has a smaller chotem. It's a valid point. I can hear that. They're going to look, you know, there's soygum which are more like this and then they're quite roundish, and then only on top it goes only, the chotem is only over here. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like quite, and over here, that's not considered the chotem over here, because only the top would be considered the chotem, where it's maschilis katze, when it starts to go, you're going to have a chotem which starts over here. So, from a lach perspective, it may not look particularly aesthetic. People are very aesthetic. They don't like this. So they're going to choose, many of them are going to choose a soygum, whichever that. But from a halachic point of view, I can hear where they're coming from because they've got much less shyness. Shinui mare, you're going to have, you, if it's not majority, you know for sure that's, it's fine over here. The bottom is going to be, and Shnayim v'shloisha is also, so it's basically the kolshu and the chotem that you're worried about. The kolshu and the chotem, so you want to minimize the chotem. So some people are going to buy a soygum, which have a small chotem. Makes sense. This itself is a machlokes achronim. The Heilige Chassam Sofer was machme in this shaila. Chassam Sofer took a more stringent approach, and he would really go from wait mokum leis shemaschil leis katzer, the literal part where it's actually going to start, and it's roy, it's appropriate to be machme of the Chassam Sofer, where really when it starts, but it's not the ikar din. So that's with regards to Ezra. Can you freeze it again? Yeah, we need it for next year. So. It doesn't look like it's going to make it. It's not going to make it. Yeah, that's the guy. Good shaila. The Heilige Bochatcha, the Eshel Avraham, asked a question about the Gartlich. The Gartlich, you know, the Gartlich is soygum, which basically look like this. They go like this, and then they go down like this, and they go like this. Do you know which ones they are? They start the ukets over here, and then they go slightly. Like this, a bit like an 8, and then it goes up like this. Have you seen the Gartlich? Gartlich and Soygim are market price. They are much more expensive. You go to any shop and you ask for Gartlich, it's another 30%. Gartlich. And the Gartlich meaning, you know, Gartlich by the being the belt, because it looks like, you know, you've got a belt. Gartlich and Soygim. It's very hard. I spoke a few times to Abonim about this. Rav Zev Feldman is an expert in Dalet Minim, and I was zoichet to do shemush by him for a number of years on Dalet Minim specifically. So Rav Zev Feldman in Stanford Hill, he tells me that he hasn't found a source why there's any hiddur in a Gadol Chesed. Hasn't found any reason. And he claims the only reason why people like Gadol Chesed is because they're easy to hold. It's quite an anti-climax for many, I believe. Right, so the Eshel Avom, the Buchacha, has mamash that shayla, where is the chotem of a Gadlech Esek? And he has a tzad, and some poskim amachmir to take on, and it's the bottom one. And then it's real, real shayla, because that means you really have to make sure that all this area, until the bottom part, is considered the Gadlech, and you have to really make sure it's all completely, it's fine. So there is something about, that's with regards to the Gadlech Esek. Yeah. Continues the Ramal So the Shulchan Aruch said, "V'chotam ha'hinu m'makom she'maschilis katzav le'schatze klapei roishoy." From the point that he goes up. Just to let me just see, because you addressed it. Sifkot lametes mishnebura says, "Afilu kol shupaz mishnebura says shenire sham le'inaim yoisim sham mekoyim sheboy." So the reason why and the chotem of the esek is more stringent is because that's more visible to the eyes. It's what naturally a person is going to look at. It's more visible, and that's why you have to make sure that there's nothing at all on the chotem. Nothing at all on the chotem. Okay. See if you'd. Yesh oimrim. Some say the other b'shnayim b'shloshim mekayim is pasul. That we learned that two or three places is a pasul, is a psul. Hainu dafkir k'shen ispash the name of beruboy afal b'shbeshetach ha'chaburis umiut.
So now the Shulchan Aruch brings up machlokes v'yesh poskim afilu b'miuto shel tzad echad. The Shulchan Aruch now brings, we learned there's a halacha that two or three, if you've got two or three shinui mare, that passels. So what's the halacha? Two or three places, I've got pictures over here which are very helpful. When you take the three places and you would imagine that they are covering two or three, which they themselves are not big areas. One spot over here, one over here, and one over there. If you take the whole cover and join it together, as if the whole area in the middle would also be a Shinui Mare, would also be, if all that together, is that the majority of the Esek or not? So, say this would be the Esek. So you've got the entire Esek, you've got one, two, and three, which are nearby. The whole area put together, is that the majority of the Esek or not? Some say that if it's not the majority of the Esek, it's not a psul at all. Only when the three dots, if you call the whole area, you enclose the whole area together, then it would cover the majority of the Esek, only then it's a psul, and some are machmir. The Mishnah seems to be paskin the kula. See if you'd aleph. Emu mechtzal mechtzal b'makam echot. If you've got half the Esek, which is half the Esek has got Shinui Mare, half the Esek doesn't. Exactly, 50%. Exactly 50-50. Yesh machshirim, yesh poislim, some machshir, some pasl. Seif yud beis, mechotom ve'eilach. From the chotem onwards, dehainu memakim she'maschil le'shaper da pitma. From where it starts to go sharper, all the way till the pitam, poisl chazozis, a chazozis, v'kol Shinui Mare, and every Shinui Mare pasls it. Some say that Yovesh, you've got one dot of dryness on the chotem that pastels as well. How that exactly works, a dot of dryness. Yeah, what's that? Chazozis. Correct. It is, you're right. It's primarily the Yovesh part. Yeah. How exactly a Yovesh, how you could have a case of a Yovesh in one dot? Not quite sure how that works. If either the Esek is Yovesh, is dry or it's not dry, how you could have one kol shu of Yovesh? That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Who had in Yovesh poisel shom b'chol shu. Imagine the whole Esek is okay. One dot on top, which is dry. That makes it possible. Okay, but that's what halacha is. Now, I want to go through Sif Kotten Mem Vav in Mishneh Berurah. How small is a problem? Okay, we're learning now that a shinui mare, a change of color, what we call the dots. Shinui mare is basically what we call the dots. The dots, paslin, esek. We're going to qualify exactly which colors is a problem. Yeah, we're assuming that you've got apostle color. A dot that passels the esek on the chotem is a problem. What size is a problem? What size? If you've got an esek, what size dot is a problem on the chotem? Open eyes, closed eyes. Open eyes. Yeah. Says the Mishnah, we were saying from about that distance. Yeah? A bit closer? Okay. Says the Mishnah Bura. Mishnah Bura brings him a bit. Sifkot Nevav. Bechol Shehu. Bedavka Kshenir Ala Koli. Precisely what you were saying. This is only if it's visible to everyone. Anybody has to be with. Avolim Ein Nirale Ein Machmas Takusoi. If, I'm translating literally, if it cannot be seen to the eye, Machmas, because Takusoi, it's small. It's smallness. Is that a word in English? It's smallness? Yeah, okay, so we're making it up now. Because it's so small you can't, if it cannot, it's not visible because of its size. But sorry, and you need leistakel, to gaze, to stare. Then, ain't a culture, shepoisel. That's not considered a culture. So although normally, in the halacha we know that culture means a minute amount, so he's defining what minute amount means. A dot, if, I'm translating literally the Mishnah Berurah. If the dot can not be seen by everyone, but you need to be mistakel, you need to stare at it to see it. If you need to stare, then it's not absol. It's not considered kolshu. So we're learning a kolshu is actually a shear. There's a measure to kolshu. Minute amount doesn't mean a man. It needs to have a set. So what you're saying is actually what the poskim say. Poskim say you need to be a whole esek like this, and I've seen Rabbanim do that. They look at the esek like this, they turn it around. And if you can't see anything, could be black, could be white, could be any color you want. If you can't see it from distance, the esek is kosher. That kind of distance, yeah. It needs to be still a trained eye. You can't, if somebody's got, for instance, a person wears glasses. What would be the lock if somebody needs, can I take my glasses off before I look at an esek? Right? Yeah. It needs to be, it's a mabit who says, it needs to, the mabit says that it needs to be visible. Visible. If it's not visible at all, it's not considered. What about, and that is very, very common. Very common. You look at your esek, you say, I can't see anything. Then after you're showing to what you think about this, esek, and he says, you know what, looking at it, or yourself, you look at it carefully, and then you see, once you've gazed at it properly, once you've stared at it properly, investigated the esek, then suddenly you say, oh, you actually see a little dot. And now, when you put it like this, now you can actually see it. Now that you know about it, now the truth has been uncovered, and somebody spoiled you £60, now you can see it. Now suddenly you can see it. You totally can see it now. Is that a problem or not? It's not nir lecholodom. Well, is it or is it not nir lecholodom? After pointing it out, it is nir lecholodom. First sight. What do you think? Have you happened to you that when you look at it like this, you can't see anything? When you look at it properly, suddenly you can see something. Now you hold it back like this. Now you'll still be able to see it. Problem or not a problem? Problem? Mutter, also, dropping price, not dropping price. See, I'm thinking about prices. What? But
we learned you can't haggle over a mitzvah.
Pardon?
We learned you can't haggle over a mitzvah.
Yes, very good. We learned that. Yes, that's correct. Yeah?
Yeah, but it's supposed to someone, as you told you before you even looked.
Yeah.
Does that make a difference?
If somebody told you that,
watch out for that one.
You
probably
would
have seen it, but watch out.
There's something there, yeah. So it's not considered there. It's like a not considered. The police came, they speak about it, and they say that's not considered. It's based on Mabit. Mabit seems himself to be saying that. That it's not considered, that's considered after the staklus. That's considered part of the staklus. Because you didn't see it without, so it's fine. It's fine and it's okay. Is there a hiddur to find an esek which hasn't got even that kind? The answer is probably yes. Probably less. It doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. But as with the kashrus, it's perfectly okay. It's perfectly okay. That's what the consensus of all the poskim is. So the... Yeah. So just to recap, just to make that very clear, a shinui mare, change of color, is a problem if it's the majority of the esek. Two or three places is a problem anywhere. Majority of the, if it's huge and it takes majority of the esek, that's a problem. Much more relevant and much more severe is the choytem. From the mokum shemaschel is katzer, from the point up, from the nose up to choytem, a kol shehu pasels. A kol shehu pasels, even a minute amount pasels. The shaila is asked what kind of size, and that we learned to Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Mabit, that if it has to be visible at first sight, if you can't see first sight, it's not considered kosher, it would be kosher. The interesting shaila that Masham speaks about is what about a dot on the pitam? Dot on the pitam, Rabbosai. Now, I want to just say that many a soigim, many, if not most, marketed as soigim, they have got dots but around the pitam, which are part of its normal growing process. They've got dots there, which are actually part of the color of the esek. It's totally normal, and that's not considered dots. Dots have to be something slightly external, shinui mare, which is external. Very, very often, you have quite a lot of dots around the pitam. They are not considered shinui mare at all. They're not a shaila at all. But I'm talking about the shinui mare on the pitam, which is clearly a shinui mare, a shinui mare on the pitam. And let's say it's a bit bigger. Let's say it's not stuck. You see it at first sight, you see that dot. Problem or not a problem? No, why? Says the Maharsham, and Mr. Berlin as well, that it can't be a problem. It's a moedig. Mamash the Maharsham says that. Maharsham says that it can't be a problem. That, because if the pitim would come off, the esrig is still kosher. We learned yesterday, pitim comes off, it's okay. So if the pitim would come off, it wouldn't be a problem. So you can't tell me that the shinui mare on the pitim is a problem. Knock it off and you'll be alright. So you don't have to knock it off. Because you could knock it off, and it would still be kosher, so you don't have to knock it off. The Maharsham paskens like that, and that's the minig amoyrim. That's the minig of... Why is that? Right. Right. You could argue, and I want to add to what you're saying. What would be the halacha if the dot is on the very low end, very, very low end, that it's very, very low end of the pit, nearly basically touching the fleshy part of the esek? Basically, yes. And where what would be the halacha then? So then it would be much more of a shaila. And that's when poskim get a bit more reluctant to be maker. But on the whole, a shinui mare dot on the pitam, generally, the minig is to be mekel, if one finds one there. Okay, we'll carry on tomorrow, on Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem. Post, Smilav de Malka, Mitzvah Hashem.